What I'm going to be talking today is about volunteerism, and it is a major component of aging well, and you see that we've gotten this from a survey on our Aging Texas Well Indicator Survey. I have my colleagues that I would like to acknowledge, one in the audience, Dr. Matthew Smith, also the Texas Department of Aging and Disability Services who conducted this survey. There are no disclosures, and if you'd like to find out more about the paper, we've actually submitted it and we'd be glad to share with you. So what is the background? Volunteerism, this is very different from the other topics that we've been talking about, but we're really talking about a common form of civic engagement. And what we see is that volunteerism is just not for the young. If you know about the volunteerism prevalences, that it's occurring more prevalent in older populations, and as our population ages, we expect to see even more volunteerism. There are various forms of volunteerism which we will describe. There is informal and formal volunteer activities, but no matter what, in the literature that you see, volunteerism is often associated with both positive mental and physical health benefits. So more about it, in addition to the health benefits, there are social benefits to volunteerism, where you talk about economic productivity, stronger intergenerational relations, lots of positive social aspects. Why I'm on this panel today is we're really talking about racial and ethnic differences. And the literature shows traditionally that racial and ethnic minorities tend to participate in a different kind of volunteerism. They tend to participate in more informal volunteering versus formal. But few studies, even though we know that volunteerism is more predominant among older adults, there are few studies that look at this interaction between older volunteers and race and ethnic differences. So what we would like to do in this study is to examine and first understand the characteristics of those participants and their association with volunteerism. We'd like to then look at racial and ethnic differences in general volunteer behavior, that's volunteer yes, no, as well as in the types of volunteering, and then to look at the factors just in the comparison of non-Hispanic whites as related to Hispanic older adults. So our data source is from this 2008 Aging Texas Well Survey. There were over 1,000 people, all 60 years and older. This was conducted by our Texas Aging and Disability Services Unit. The sample size in our particular study is about over 500, and that's because in this sample that there were different modules and not everybody got the volunteerism questions. We talk about a cooperation rate of those people reached 40% did respond, and that we then look at the relationship between the eligible population, those people who had volunteerism questions and who ended up in our sample due to missing data, and they're virtually the same. Let me talk a moment about the dependent variable of volunteerism. There are the two types. There's formal volunteerism, and the question specifically is, do you currently participate in an organized volunteer program run by a group or organized, and you know, have you volunteered in the past? And so this could be groups and churches, anything that's perceived as organized and formal. On the other hand, there is informal volunteer behavior, and that is, do you perform volunteer work without being a member of an organized program by helping others on a recurring basis? The correlates that we looked at, you can see we wanted to know the relationship with informal caregiving with a variety of demographic factors, age, sex, race, ethnicity. We wanted to look at the relationship with health status, community interaction. These are the kinds of variables you'll see in a minute, and the analysis strategy is both bivariate analyses as well as logistic regression analyses. So the first slide looks at volunteerism by race, ethnicity, and you can see, and just looking at the red, that if you look at volunteering, yes, no, that you see that the highest proportion is with non-Hispanic whites. When you look at types of volunteerism, you see, again looking at the red, that Hispanics are the least likely to report any type of volunteerism. But when Hispanics do report volunteering, it's mostly for informal. So the next thing we wanted to do was a basic bivariate analysis. And here we were looking just at volunteering yes, no. And we'll go over these variables. You see that when you look at informal caregiving, you see that those who participate in informal caregiving are also more likely to volunteer. When you look at race ethnicity, you see that non-Hispanic whites are the most likely to volunteer. As far as mental health, having better mental health makes you more likely to volunteer. We had spiritual participation. So again, this is often associated with volunteerism, and we see that those people who indicate and report daily spiritual activity are more likely to volunteer. And community involvement, as well as satisfaction with community involvement, is also related to a greater proportion of people volunteering. So the next thing we wanted to do was to control these variables in a logistic regression. And the variables here we looked at were only the significant ones. And what we see that is missing, there's no difference by age or gender in volunteering. But these other variables that we saw in the bivariate analyses come back up. So we see, again, that Hispanics are about half as likely to volunteer, that those people who engage in informal caregiving also report volunteering, that mental health, again, makes a difference, spiritual participation makes a difference, and we see really strong relationships with those people who report community involvement and also the satisfaction. So in summary, and what we did is we compared what we found in our survey with other kinds of surveys. So we see that volunteerism is high among older Texans, that over 50% report, and these, remember, are all people 16 and older, over 50% report some kind of volunteer activity. They report more formal volunteer behavior than informal behavior. When we look at Texas as compared to national rates, and we only saw formal volunteerism in the national studies, that again, Texans are slightly more likely to be volunteers. Volunteering is less common among Hispanics, and again, more common among those who report providing informal care, having better mental health, having more spiritual participation, and having more community interaction. So the policy implications, and we're assuming because of all the good things that volunteerism are associated with, that volunteerism is a positive thing to be doing, and that we want to figure out how to enhance this. How might agencies and organizations enhance volunteering behavior? And if we think about it, if we know what is associated with higher volunteerism, that we would say if you were an agency or an organization and you wanted to recruit volunteers, what you would do is you would stress how this is important for your mental health. You would stress the humanitarian perspective and also how beneficial this is to the community. So we're talking about system-level facilitators to get people to be more likely to volunteer. And people talk about maybe it's things that you should provide monetary incentives. We are actually engaged in evidence-based research that relies on volunteers and lay leaders. And what we do is we use volunteers, but we reimburse them for some of their time and their transportation costs. Because I think this is one thing, people want to volunteer, but they don't want to lose money. So it's the monetary incentives, the stipends, it could be the transportation, it's recognition of their roles, and it's the flexibility of their roles. And so older people will want to volunteer, but they don't want a 9-to-5 job. And so they need to figure out activities where they can volunteer on their own schedule. So just concluding, our assumption is that volunteerism is a win-win, and that is it benefits society as well as older adults. And therefore, it's critically important, both in research as well as in practice, to be able to identify enablers and constraints of volunteerism among older adults. Thank you.